Hey, this is John Ortberg, and we are on a journey together. It's called Made to Count, because we're looking at how God created every one of us with a deep drive to be significant. That drive is in us because God made it, and He wants to use it for good. So now there's a challenging truth for us to talk about for a few minutes today, which is this, and it's a little counterintuitive. If you want to count in the lives of other people, you actually have to be separate from them. If we want to add deep value and really influence, impact, serve the lives of other people, I can't be living on the basis of my need for them to approve of me at all times. We live, among other things, and you'll know this if you look at your own heart, in a sea of anxiety. And we have to find our security and our safety and our courage in God alone, in a stronger foundation than what do other people think of me. Now, Jesus modeled this for us. And there's a scripture in the old King James Version of 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, that says, come out and be separate. Actually, the old version is, come out and be ye separate. So let's talk about being separate. I used to think, growing up in the Baptist church, as I did, which I'm very grateful for, that being separate meant you don't hang out with those pagan people who smoke cigarettes or say bad words like my wife might, or you'll become like them. Sorry, Nancy. But that can lead to the kind of smug, self-righteous, exclusionary attitude that was characteristic of the Pharisees. Now, of course, it's important to have careful boundaries around the company you keep, but what I'm talking about goes much deeper. There's a pattern in the Bible that is a part of the way that God created things. In Genesis, God begins with chaos, and then He separates light from darkness, dry land from the seas, skies from the earth, and then God joins them together again, and so it became shalom. It went from chaos to separation to joining together, and then shalom. Meaning, separation was necessary for shalom to take place. And it's quite extraordinary. When the sky and the earth were separated, that's good, and then they're brought together, and you have a horizon. That's amazing. You have possibility, potential. When the dry land and the waters are separated from each other, that's good. And then they're brought together, and then there's a shore, and then there's beach. That's amazing. There's a book by an author, Edward Freeman, and it's called A Failure of Nerve. And he says, when I'm receiving my identity, love, and security from God, then I'm actually healthy enough to be able to connect with others. People who can do that are what Friedman calls well-differentiated leaders. I am different than you. I can be separate from you, but still remain connected together with you. So somebody who is able to maintain a non-anxious presence with others, sometimes even a challenging presence with others, is able to be a difference maker. A well-differentiated leader, human being, is somebody who can manage her or his own reactivity to the automatic reactions of other people, and therefore be able to take stands at the risk of displeasing somebody. Now, it's not as though some people can do this and some people cannot do this. Nobody does this easily. And more of us are able to improve our capacity. What I want to suggest to you is there is one leader, one human being, who exemplifies this over all others, and you will not be surprised to learn that his name happens to be Jesus. And we see his remarkable capacity for being separate, for coming out of the chaos, for having deep clarity about his identity and his mission, and yet at the same time, we also see Jesus with the capacity to be deeply connected. In the very first instance that we read about him, when he's only 12 years old, his parents go to Jerusalem, he stays behind at the temple to begin to follow his calling, his mission, his parents are quite concerned about him. They can't find him for 3 days. His mother comes back and says, son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. Now, a little side note. This is what happens in the sea of anxiety. Other people try to get us to take responsibility for their anxiety and collude with them about it. And I can only imagine with Mary thinking like, what am I going to say to God? I lost the Messiah. So she brings a lot of anxiety. Look what you've done. But Jesus' response is remarkable. He says, why were you searching for me? He asks, did you not know I had to be in my Father's house, on my Father's business? Now, The text tells us they did not understand what he was saying to them. But then he actually went down to Nazareth and was with them and obedient to them. So we see this remarkable capacity in him to be separate and yet at the same time to remain connected. That's very hard for me. So today, take a moment before you plunge back into the world to separate yourself. Now listen to this. You don't have to please anybody. You don't have to placate anybody. You don't have to impress anybody. You don't have to carry the burden of the anxiety of any other person. And at precisely the same time, you are called to connect deeply, to notice, to be aware, to care, to love, to serve, to help. This is not the separateness of apathy or lack of love. This is the separateness that allows me to connect with God so that then I can truly be helpful to others. So take a moment right now and be separate. God, I stand before you alone. And then bring love and joy into your identity and your mission. Make today count. And I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.